typhus with every gallon of water.
And now, none of you will die of cholera or the typhus no more. Not again, nor never know.
Since I had last seen him, Harry had acquired great gravitas. And then he turned and saw me.
Pip? Pippin, is that you?
Dear brother, we thought you were dead.
And I thought you were in debtor's prison.
We got out, which is quite a relief.
Yes, it turns out debtor's prison is nowhere near as nice as the name would imply. And the name implies it would be awful.
But why are you living in such squalor, dear brother?
I have destroyed everything I have ever loved, and so God has willed that I live a wretched pauper's life.
Ooh, what fun with fish and a ball to balance.
Pauper, not porpoise.
But dear brother, you have done no wrong.
It is my fault Mr. Benevolent has your 23 sons in his evil grasp.
Oh yes, there is that.
No, Harry, that is a scar on our hearts, but it is not his fault. Come home with us, Pip.
I cannot.
But I'm your best friend.
And I am your sister.
My best friend now is gin, and my only sister is a bottle of gin.
I ran away as fast as I could, which, because of all the gin, was not very fast, and certainly not in a straight line.
Why? Why must I remember? Why can I not remember? Why is the only thing I can probably not remember the word for not remembering?
Do you really wish to forget?
That's the word. Yes, I do wish to forget.
Then follow me.
Well, you may be a suspicious-looking stranger, but God must have sent you, so I shall.
I followed him down a lane, then into an alley, from there into a back alley, and thence into a darkened alley, which is the most sinister type of alley of all. He beckoned me into a building where the air was thick with smoke and the floor was thick with sleeping people.
Welcome to my restaurant.
Why did you just wink at me? And why are all your customers asleep?
That is because they are full.
Again, you wink.
Now, perhaps sir would like to start with some spring rolls.
What's in them?
Bean sprouts, water chestnuts, opium.
Oh, unusual. Hang on. This isn't a restaurant. It's an opium den. Hence all the winking. And the opium.
Sir is most astute. And now, why not enjoy a bowl of complimentary prawn crack?
My spring rolls arrived, and wanting only to forget, I devoured them. At first, nothing happened. And then, suddenly, the world slipped sideways, and my vision was filled with bright colors, reds and blues and greens and yellows, more vivid than I'd ever seen.
It's like a special happy rainbow. Please, sir, may I have some more?
I eagerly consumed everything until, finally, I was brought a fortune cookie which said, "You are now addicted to opium."
I feel sleepy.
Perhaps you would like a liqueur.
Do you mean opium?
You're catching on. This is the finest opium juice. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
I drank, and as I drifted into a haze, I became aware of voices.
Is it, Sternbeater?
It is, Mr. Benevolent. He's now completely addicted to opium, not to mention monosodium glutamate.
Sternbeater, Benevolent, familiar names. Can't think why.
Can he hear us?
Possibly, but he will not remember.
Excellent. Listen, Pippin. You are now in my power, and I'm going to destroy your soul with my malevolence, cruelty, and pure hatred, but mostly with opium.
I drifted into unconsciousness, and when I awoke, I was in a long, low room. Around the walls sat some boys, their eyes glinting with a feral criminality. After a few minutes, a man entered. He was tall, but hunched. He wore a wide felt hat, and dark ringlets of hair fell about his face.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Mr. Abraham Bagel.
How do you do?
You are welcome to my humble dwelling, and you are just in time for 10 o'clock mass.
10 o'clock mass? Then you are Catholic?
Of course.
Right, it's just I sort of assumed you were Jewish.
Why would you think that? Oi, vai. Ye Yes, you. They. Stop it.